This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Been watching the brave folks on the shared bikes here in New York dodge the ice and snow patches this week. Cities are struggling to keep roads safe for bikes as cycling becomes more and more popular for commuting and for fun. The data on bike use can be thin, but there's a smartphone app that could be of use to city planners. From Texas Public Radio, Paul Flav reports.
Rick Turnbull glides through pedestrians and cars in downtown San Antonio.
Excuse us. There's a bunch of us.
He's riding with a dozen other cyclists.
Who else can ride around the Alamo on their weekly ride?
While he loves this route, Turnbull says the city needs more bike infrastructure to protect cyclists from motorists. Cities across the country are turning to big data for solutions. Georgia Institute of Technology professor Stephen French says the hope is to help chart the path forward on bike infrastructure for city planners.
So they can both plan for where they need to make additional bike lanes and routes, and then correct kind of smaller scale problems like where there's problems at a particular intersection or crossing.
The problem for many planners in Texas is they don't know much about which routes cyclists are traveling, says the state's bicycle and pedestrian coordinator, Terry Kaplan.
There's actually virtually no real data that's consistently maintained for bicycles and pedestrians.
That's why Texas just paid an undisclosed amount for 2 years' worth of data from the popular cycling app Strava, which has 84,000 Texas users. Strava Metro's been aggregating and selling it off since 2014 to 100 cities globally. Alex Carroll with the Alamo Area Metropolitan Planning Organization just got the data and is excited, but says Strava only paints part of the picture.
Wealthier, middle-class, white males tend to be overrepresented, minorities and women less so.
According to the Texas Department of Transportation, Strava tracks at most 20% of the entire biking community. Guys like Rick Turnbull, who is excited about the development.
I think it's smart. I think it's the best thing you can do. Instead of guessing where to put a bike lane or where to put the infrastructure, they can go see what's being used.
With the goal of making the roads safer for all commuters. In San Antonio, I'm Paul Flav for Marketplace.